on the phone is Sylvia Kent for this month's book club. So good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning.
Lovely to talk to you. Now, you're a writer, you're a journalist, you're a blogger. How many books have you got under your belt?
Round about 14.
Yes.
Some big and some little ones.
Excellent. And you're also a fellow of the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, and you're the president of Brentwood Writers Circle.
Yes, I am now.
Page views are at 480,000, so only a few people.
I'm hoping to get 500,000 by Christmas. Well, reading and writing are my favourite things, as you know, and I've got the Blogspot, which bring in lots and lots of people from all over the world to little old Billericay. But let's start with the Billericay Book Talk members. You know, we haven't met, I haven't seen them really very much the last few months, although we have been meeting in Lake Meadows.
Yes.
And we took along our little stools and sat in a circle, got some funny looks. But yeah, we discussed the books that we've been reading. And my one was what I mentioned last time, Circe's, which was a mythological story by Madeline Miller, all about the gods, naughty gods like Zeus and Circe's herself. Interesting. I think I probably prefer other type of reading, but we all have a chance to read these things, and I think it does you good to use something different, read something different.
Yes.
And we've got this lovely Joy Pons and Sue, who sort out lists, and then we say what we'd like to read, and off we go. I'm also reading another book by one of our Brentwood writers, David Worsfold, who's written a fabulous book called Fighting for the Empire. And it's a thick book, so I have to keep dipping in and out. And I'll write a review in due course, but it looks good. And again, a different type of theme. London Society of Women Writers is producing lots of new books written by our members, again, internationally. So we can learn more by perhaps viewing our website, which is www.swwj.co.uk. And we do welcome members. We're looking for members. And the website will tell you all about it and how to apply. Now, Brentwood Writers Circle, we're celebrating 80 years. We've got a book which two of our committee have put together, but lots and lots of people have contributed. It's called A Circle of Words. And it contains a collection of our members' writing work. So we've included short stories, fiction, non-fiction, a bit of poetry. And the theme, because the arts in Brentwood really do support us, so it's on the arts. So there's some cracking tales in there, and it can be bought through Amazon, $6.99, or a bit cheaper from some of our members. I can organise that if people want a book.
Lovely.
David Worsfold, again, the man who's written that super book, Fighting for the Empire, is very clever. He's made a short video of some of us talking about how our lovely Brentwood Writers Circle started in 1941.
Yes.
And about Elizabeth Baxter, whose dream it was to start us up. She's now long gone, but gosh, what a woman. What a woman. She was lovely, and I think my mother-in-law actually nursed her up at the local hospital. She died in 1974. Essex Book Festival's managed to hold a few events.
Yes.
Both Brentwood and Billericay, and they've been very successful, and we still have 3 weeks of it before it ends, and it's been a difficult year.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm a patron of it, and I just love what Roz Green has provided. She's fabulous. And again, lots of things still to come. And it's on the website at www.essexbookfestival.org. Oh, we had an event, the event I think I told you about last time, at Billericay Football Club. where we had the Festival of Food and Drink. Now, I know you like food.
I do.
Oh, it was superb. And I had to keep my head clear because I was taking photos and meeting people. And we went into the green room, always a lovely green room at these events. And the VIP's Festival Green Room, this was where I met your guest, who's coming on fairly soon.
Yes.
And so impressed me with her work and her books. And, well, she'll tell you all about it in a minute.
Yes. And that's Stella Ralphini.
Ralphini, yeah.
Lovely, yep. Can't wait
beautiful
to talk to her.
Beautiful lady. And you can see her on my own web blog because I usually write about what I've done, met and seen. And, yeah, and we've got a new bookshop opening in the High Street, as you know, Waterstones. Well, it's been there for years, but it's crossed the road. And they'll be selling some of my new books, Brentwood in 50 Buildings, plus republished books. They've told me that they're republishing some of my earlier books linked to Brentwood.
Oh, so, that is wonderful.
Brentwood
Qualities.
20 years old it is.
Wow.